is this the general pattern of this man's speech? So the son says, this is but the beginning of his Quran progresses day onwards. وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْ هَذَا يَا أَبَتَا فَهَلَّكَ أَن تُبَايِعَهُ فَإِنَّ قَوْمَكَ جَمِيعًا قَدْ بَايَعُوا. Listen, my father, stand up. This is the time, it's ripe, embrace the faith. So the father says, لَسْتُ فَاعِلًا حَتَّى أَسْتَشِيرَ مَنَاتٍ. You know, I don't do anything till I don't consult with my idol. Now again, the allegiance of consulting with a baseless object. How many of us practice upon the noble teachings of istikhara? But again, our hearts have to be clean for us to get divine inspiration when we consult with Allah. Contaminated, polluted, and then, you know, we're getting no answers. We have preconceived ideas and then we're making istikhara. So what are we going to get? We're engaging in illicit relation and then we're consulting. We're appeasing our ego more than anything. So he stands before his idol. Again, a mark of respect. وَاَعْتَمَدَ عَلَى رِجْلِهِ الصَّحِيحَ. His one leg is crippled, the other leg is able. As a mark of respect, when consulting with his idol, he stands on his able leg, lest I offend the presence of my idol. How do we stand before Allah? إِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَقُومْ وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ. How are we standing before Allah? And then he says, يَا مَنَاتْ لَا رَيْبَ أَنَّكَ قَدْ عَلِمْتَ بِأَنَّ هَذَا الدَّاعِيَ الَّذِي وَفَدَ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ مَكَّةَ لَا يُرِيدُ أَحَدًا بِسُوءٍ سِوَاكَ. وإنه إنما جاء لينهانا عن عبادتك فكرهت أن أبايعه على الرغم مما سمعت من جميل قوله حتى أستشيرك فأشير علي. Listen, Manat, you know this man has come here, this youngster, Mus'ab ibn Umair. He's created havoc in our ranks. He has divided our numbers. His focus is to you. He wants to push us off you. I don't want to advance to embrace his faith till I don't get any direction from you. Please advise me what to do. You know, I came across a quotation in Madarik al-Tanzil. Allahu Akbar. Under the commentary of this ayah in Surah Taghabun, Allah says, فَقَالُوا أَبَشَرٌ يَهْدُونَنَا فَكَفَرُوا وَتَوَلَّوا وَاسْتَغْنَ اللَّهِ. Then when the Prophet came to them, they said, how can a human be a prophet? How can a human be a prophet? So the Mufassir writes, أَنْكَرُوا رِسَالَةَ الْبَشَرُ وَمَا أَنْكَرُوا عِبَادَةَ الْحَجَرُ. أَنْكَرُوا رِسَالَةَ الْبَشَرِ. They frowned to accept that a human must be a prophet. But it made perfect sense for a stone to be a god. It didn't make logic for them. How can a human be a prophet? But for a stone to be a god made perfect sense. So anyway, he looks at Manat and he says, look here, Manat, you're looking angry with me, my God. وَأَنَا لَمْ أَصْنَعْ شَيْئًا يُؤْذِيكَ بَعْدُ. But I did nothing to you. وَلَكِنْ سَأَتْرُكُكَ أَيَّامٍ. I will leave you. Allah be my witness. Often when I pass by driving, as Islam advocates to us, we respect all faiths. وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. But sometimes when I pass by other places of worship and I'm driving, Allah is my witness, I start crying uncontrollably. I sit and think, my Lord, where do I begin to thank you that you gave me iman? Oh my Lord, where do I start? What is my beginning point? وَاللَّهِ لَوْ لَلَّهِ مَهْتَدَيْنَا وَلَا تَصَدَّقْنَا وَلَا صَلَّيْنَا فَأَنزِلًا سَكِينَةً عَلَيْنَا وَثَبِّتِ الْأَقْدَامَ إِلَّا قَيْنَا. The Prophet said, oh my Allah, if it wasn't for you, how do I know what is salah and zakat and hajj? Keep me firm till I die. So anyway, he tells the idol, I will cut my talk short now, inshallah. Leave the idol and I'm going. So he leaves the idol and he goes. Now the youngsters, what we say, the lighties are operating. The lighties are operating. When the mother and the father are not looking, they hook in. Youth are youth. They got to vent it. They got to throw it out. Somebody made an interesting analogy. Take a youngster. He'll tire any one of us out. Come, let's play with him. And then you play half an hour, right? Okay, you know what? Abu is tired now. But ask Nana. When last your Nana played with you? Go play with your Nana. Then you send him here. He tires his Nana out. He tires everyone out. The lighty still got stamina. He said, why? A youngster lives for the moment. The average man, he is at every moment regretting the past, planning the future. So he's in a blank for the current moment. If he has to play after Asr, he's not planning the homework after Maghrib. He's playing for that moment. His undivided attention is focused. He lives for the moment. I'm talking to you, but I'm worried. What's that dollar sitting on now? By the minute, it's volatile. What's the predictions? What's the reactions? The global markets, the economists. So my container, I'm worried, my supplier, my competitor, the local, this one, that one. So I'm not there in a minute. How many times you see people driving through red signal? Then you hoot, oh, sorry, sir. Poor man, he's consumed around him with so many other things. So anyway, they leave the idol. In the night, the youngsters come. And I want to draw an analogy here, and I want to bring you into a sensitive moment here. أدلج أبناء عمرو بن جموح مع صديقهم معاذ بن جبل إلى منات وحملوه في الليل وذهبوا به إلى مكان بعيد حيث يرمون أقدارهم. In the night the youngsters come and very discreetly they get in, they steal the idol. They steal the idol. Now our youngsters are stealing our wallets to sustain their dependency. They steal in the car keys. Very well, what an art of absolute precision. Absolute precision. They come in, they sneak out. You don't know anything. He parks the car properly also. He's, you took my car. Which car? You know, I told one youngster, I say, I seen you. You were roaming around there by Southgate. Well, I don't know, what is that? I only use Colgate. You know, so innocent. What does the Quran say? I don't know it, but the Quran says it. My brother, read the Quran. Read the Quran. Ibn Mas'ud said, فيه علم الأولين والآخرين. ولكن تقاصرت عنه أفهام الناس. It has all the sciences in it. Human intelligence is evolving gradually to go deep into its sciences and explore it. It was there from the beginning. Your knowledge and your sciences are only evolving now to appreciate it. So when they will come before Allah, they will try the same attitude. And what they will say? الذين تتوفاهم الملائكة ظالمي أنفسهم فألقوا السلم ما كنا نعمل من سوء ما كنا نعمل من سوء بلى إن الله عليم بما كنتم تعملون فادخلوا أبواب جهنم خالدين فيها.
I often say, when you have an evil attitude or evil habit, they say it will live with you long. Old habits die hard. Wallah, that habit doesn't die. You will apply that attitude and that lie before Allah on the day of Qiyamah also. The Quran says, يَوْمَ يَبْعَثُهُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا فَيَحْلِفُونَ لَهُ كَمَا يَحْلِفُونَ لَكُمْ وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ. When Allah will resurrect these sinners, oh Muhammad, they will lie to Allah like how they lie to you. Last week I went to visit my aunt that was ill. Make dua, Allah grants her shifa kamila. So we went to a state hospital. We're coming out. Honestly, my respected father with me, my elder brother with me as well. And we walk in and we seen this patient being wheeled from one ward to another. He's got a drip on him. He's got a mask on him. He's obviously looking down. No jokes. And he's got a cigarette in his hand. The hadith of my Nabi stared at me. إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ بِجَبَلٍ زَالَ عَنْ مَكَانِهِ فَصَدِّقُوا. My Nabi said, if somebody comes and tells you that the mountain has moved, tell him, thank you for the information. I believe what you said. But if the same man comes and says, that man has abandoned his evil, tell him, I don't believe you. إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ بِجَبَلٍ زَالَ عَنْ مَكَانِهِ فَصَدِّقُوا. Old habits don't ever die. So they will lie to Allah. They will lie to Allah. Anyway, they take the idol, they go dump the idol. In the morning, the father is up. Where's my God? Where's my God? Man ada ila ilahina. Falam yujibhu ahadun bishay. The youngsters don't answer. And the father is fuming and he's moaning and he's groaning and he's yelling. Tafiqa yabhatu dakhil al bayt wa kharijihi wa huwa yurghi wa yuzbid wa yatahaddad wa yatawaqad. Moaning, screaming. But like what they say, the youngsters are men. In other words, he gives you a null. He can't be bothered. How many times? Allah's qasam. May Allah revive our hearts. I have seen old woman crying. Her tears make me cry, but the son is giving her a blatant laugh. When this heart becomes dead, my brother, my Quran says, وَإِنْ تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا. Oh Muhammad, the heart has reached such a low. Even if you stand up and speak to them, they won't listen to you. It has reached such a low. وَلَوْ أَنَّنَا نَزَّلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَ وَكَلَّمَهُمُ الْمَوْتَى وَحَشَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قُبُلًا. Allah said, if with the naked eye they see angels descending, they see the deceased standing up, and they see paradise before them, they will say, لَقَالُوا إِنَّمَا سُكِّرَتْ أَبْصَارُنَا بَلْ نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ مَسْحُورُونَ.
It looks like we're watching a movie and someone has cast a spell on my eyes. This is when the heart reads such a low.
So anyway, the father looks, finally finds his God. غَسَلَهُ طَهَّرَهُ طَيَّبَهُ أَعَادَهُ إِلَىٰ مَكَانِ.
My apologies, my God, I'm so sorry. But I will take good care of you. But the youngsters, my point is, they want to do something, you can't stop them. Let them express their talent in the right thing. Provide them with the correct options. Let them throw that zest out in the right place. They have to burn that energy, give them the right thing to do. So all this happens. The next day, the youngsters take the gourd and they dump it again. The next morning, the father patrolling the streets. He finds it again, yelling, moaning. Who's this? Wallahi, law a'lam man fa'ala hadha la akhzaytu. I must dare see that young boy. Wait. I know his father. I will disgrace him. I'll expose him. But the youngsters, they couldn't be bothered. That's a reality. So the third day, he gets frustrated. Raha ilayhi qabla manami. He goes to his idol. ذَاقَ بِهِمْ ذَرْعَى. He said, وَاللَّهِ مَا أَعْلَمْ مَنْ يَصْنَعُ بِكَ هَذَا الَّذِي تَرَى. With respect, my God, I'm tired now, really. We need to change of strategy here. Change of strategy here. فَإِنْ كَانَ بِكَ خَيْرٌ فَادْفَعِ الشَّرَّ عَنْ نَفْسِكَ وَهَذَا السَّيْفُ مَعَكَ. I'm arming you. I'm not going to walk with the sword. I leave the sword with you. If you got any muscle and you got any guts, then do what you can do and show us your colors. But like this, I'm getting up, finding, washing, cleaning, and you know, perfuming you. This is not on. All this also, it doesn't make any difference to the youth. Again, it comes in a narration. The father just puts his head on a pillow. They in, they take it, and they're gone. Wallah, they're taking our cars and going to clubs and pubs. Wallah, they're taking our wealth and they're womanizing and clubbing. Wallah, they're taking and doing everything wrong. Keep them before our eyes. وَلِتُسْنَعَ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِي أَيْ وَلِتُرَبَّ عَلَىٰ حِفْظَتِي. I need you to be in front of my eyes.